Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 534 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Travis.
Hi, Pat. My name is Travis, and I'm a video producer at ProvidFilms.com. My question is about launching multiple podcast courses, free podcast series that might be 10 episodes in length, pretty topical, kind of lead magnets to my business and be done. Is SoundCloud a good route to go because I can post up the episodes without having to pay indefinitely like Libsyn? Or are there other places to host episodes long-term that have advertising in them? Appreciate your show and love hearing all of your answers and insight. Keep up the great work.
Hey, Travis, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. To clarify, and I know you're not here with me right now to clarify, but I'm going to go over some different scenarios and give you some answers depending on the scenarios in just a sec. So I'm guessing that you are going to be creating some limited version or some sort of finite amount of content for a podcast that would be going up, and it would just live as X number of episodes, and you wouldn't continue to add more episodes of that over time, which is fine. Although I don't, you know, I know a number of people who have done this for book launches and for other things. And it works. You know, Chris Ducker coined these nano podcasts, which kind of have a short life in terms of the production, but can live for a long time on iTunes and Stitcher and other places. So, you know, it is something to experiment with. And I think a lot of people could benefit from potentially creating a nano cast on top of a launch that they might be having, bringing guests on and that sort of thing that are related to that thing that's coming up. So it's a pretty cool idea. Now, in terms of hosting that, there's a number of different options that you have. That is, you know, you could obviously host it on your own site. And there is something to be said for doing that because it's only a finite amount of shows. However, I would still recommend not to do that, even though that's what a lot of people want to do because it's free. It's already, you know, there's storage on your site already, so you might as well just use that. But the thing is, I mean, these podcasts, I mean, you don't have necessarily control over how often they get listened to. And of course, we want them to get listened to a lot. And if you do that, then it's going to slow down the rest of your site. So I would try to keep the media storage separate. Now, you could go to SoundCloud, the free route, but in order to get the benefits that you would to host a podcast, you would need to go the paid route on SoundCloud, the podcasting options. Although, you know, I am using SoundCloud to host Ask Pat, and that was kind of experimental during their beta phase. Can I recommend SoundCloud for podcasting right now? You know, honestly, I can't. I'm not exactly sure if it's a good long-term solution because there's been some talks about the company folding or being sold or, you know, other things. And, you know, I don't know where that's at now, but podcasting is not their primary source of generating listeners or money, to be honest. I mean, they're primarily a music you know, company to give musicians and artists a platform to share content on and you know, post music on their website and that sort of thing. And this podcasting thing, they came on as podcasting was starting to grow. And they still have the premium podcast option, which allows you to get the RSS feed and all this other stuff that you would need to have a podcast. But if I was going to go for a podcast, I would go to Libsyn. Libsyn would be the host of choice, Libsyn. Or the other one that you might want to check out is Podbean, Podbean, B as in boy. So Podbean. I've used both. However, I haven't used both for audio. I use Libsyn for audio. In addition to SoundCloud, I use Libsyn for the Smart Passive Income podcast. And I use Podbean for the video hosting capabilities, which is a very low, flat monthly fee of $18 for unlimited video. So you might want to check your options with those. I know the prices change over time, so I'm not going to reveal the prices right now. But those are some options for you. And I feel like if you aren't willing to pay, you know, if you have, 10 episodes, for example, it might just cost $5 or $10 a month to host those files and to have them be there, to be in a reliable space that will always be playing for you, that is separate from your website, that won't affect the bandwidth of your website in that way. Then you might want to reconsider why you're doing it in the first place. You want to hopefully use that as a lead gen for something that will eventually make you money. If you have a business, that's what you want it for, right? So you need to be able to keep track of those things, have certain URLs within those shows so you can keep track of how many people are coming to those URLs so you know if this thing is actually working for you or not. Because, you know, if you're reluctant to spend $5 to $10 a month, then you know, hopefully you would want to make it into something that can earn you much more than that. So it would be worth doing it and having it be done in a reliable way. In terms of multiple podcasts, yes, you can have multiple shows on a particular Libsyn, account. You just have to set it up as a new show, so that can be done. I have two separate accounts for two completely different shows, Food Trucker and the Smart Passive Income podcast, but that's simply because those are completely separate, you know, entities. So I want them to stay completely separate for billing purposes and that sort of thing. But the Libsyn solution is very economical, and they have a great team over there, and they do a good job of making sure that everything's up and running. Same with Podbean, in my experience, although I know Libsyn a lot better than, and I know some of the people who work for Libsyn. I don't know anybody at Podbean. But if you do go with Libsyn to set up hosting, you might want to use the coupon code SPI during checkout. That'll get you, I think, your first month for free. I'm not exactly sure. And I also get a kickback on that too. So just being honest with you up front. And that's all I really have to say about that. I mean, I don't think you should go a free option if this is something that you're going to be providing. You want to pay for some reliable podcast media hosting so that, you know, it's doing what it needs to do. And then hopefully you're providing content in a way that is allowing people to get into your funnel and then for you to generate an income because of that down the road, or else why would you do it in the first place? Not to say, I mean, that sounds wrong. Oh, you're not going to make money from it. Why would you do it? Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to sell on it, but hopefully it's providing value or shaping your brand in a way that allows you to build a deeper relationship with your audience, which is what a podcast is great for, which will ultimately allow you to better serve your audience and be rewarded for that. That's what I meant. I don't mean don't do anything just because it's not going to make money. That's not the right approach. But is this actually going to serve your audience? And if it is, then it might be worth spending a few extra dollars just to have it be on a reliable platform like Libsyn or Podbean. So that's what I want to say with that. You could also check out SoundCloud too. They obviously, like I said, have that podcasting option too, although I don't quite know. I haven't heard from the people who I know there in a while what's going on. So, you know, I'm actually not worried, but I'm just ready for if something were to happen, I'm ready to take those audio files, which I have in my own system as backups elsewhere if needed. But, you know, so far so good with SoundCloud. All right. So yeah, Travis, thanks so much. I appreciate the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. Thanks again for an amazing week. This was launch week for my book, Will It Fly? If you haven't picked it up yet, go to willitflybook.com. Just insane. I'm incredibly thankful, and I'm so blessed to have you all support that book. Willitflybook.com is where you can get it. And as always, I like to end with a quote, and this quote is a short and sweet one today by Bill Burr. He says, "Podcasting is great. Total freedom." So true. Love it. Thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.